He says tomato, and she says, well, she also says tomato. You're listening to KNKX and 88.5's Dick Stein, and our food commentator Nancy Leeson are talking tomatoes. Homegrown, home processed, market bought, all on Food for Thought.
Say, Stein, you know I always say you have to be a regular at your local thrift shop in order to really get good deals. Well, you know, it's been about 3 weeks since I was in my local Goodwill. And
three whole weeks, Nancy?
Well, I was away for two of them, I have an excuse.
Yeah, I was shocked for a moment.
I wasn't really going to go in because Mondays are better deals than Sundays. And there it was, light shining down, with a tomato red KitchenAid mixer. I plugged it in and it worked really well. And I figured $20, I'm going to use this to harvest its part.
Whoa, pretty good. Was it one of the old ones with the strong metal gears?
By looking at the serial number, it was made in 2001. I actually made some dough in it last night and it worked great.
Boy, that's a real score. Well, I got a new piece of kitchen equipment this weekend that I love, too. We had a huge crop of tomatoes, upwards of 60 pounds of them. I know this because when I hefted those bags of tomatoes, it was about the same weight as four Brunswick Black Beauty bowling balls. Now, all I do with these things is make them into puree, which I then freeze in individual Ziplocs and use to make tomato sauce and what have you. Well, last year, with about half the size of the crop I got this year, I used my little OXO food mill to, you know, grind them down into the puree. And it took forever. It's just too small for mass amounts of stuff like that. And you've got to constantly take out the plates. They get clogged up. You got to clean them. So I looked around and I found this thing called the Victorio food strainer. And man, that thing worked great. I absolutely love it. I had all these tomatoes in the freezer. I defrosted them overnight, about half of them, 30 pounds.
So you froze the fresh tomatoes? What kind of shape were they in when you defrosted them?
Well, they were kind of mushy, but so what? I'm making them into puree anyway, so it wasn't a problem. I just cut them up into quarters and fed them into this giant hopper. It doesn't clog up. It clamps right onto the counter or a table.
Stein, does it look like a meat grinder?
Yeah, it kind of does. It's got a big crank. Took pictures of everything. I'll have them on the web post at Food for Thought on knkx.org. But when I did clamp it onto the counter, man, that thing was on there tight. You know, it's got a big wide footprint. Feels like it's growing out of the counter. You could moor an aircraft carrier to this thing. Anyway, out of one spout comes the juice and the pulp. Out of the other spout, the seeds and the skins and stuff all compacted. And I went through about 30 pounds of tomatoes, start to finish in about 90 minutes, and that included cleanup. So I recommend this to anybody who's got a bunch of tomatoes they want to turn into puree.
Or if you don't have a bunch of tomatoes from your own garden like Stein, this is the perfect time to hit the farmer's market, particularly, you know, if they're the ones that are closing and you know it's going to be the last week. And yeah. I know that this week is the last week for my local farmer's market.
You can make applesauce with this, which I'm not interested in, but
I have a great idea. Why don't you lend it to me and I'll make applesauce because apple season, right?
Yeah, no problem. Give some of the applesauce to DeGroote. She loves that stuff. And that way I don't have to smell boiling apples in my kitchen.
What I did this week was got my hands on some really gorgeous little sun gold and red cherry tomatoes. Those sun golds, the little yellow orbs, are my favorite. They're sweet as candy. And I just slow roasted them for a couple hours at 250 on a lightly oiled sheet pan. And once they reduced down a bit, I just scooped them up, put them in zip-top bags, and froze those. So I know that in the middle of the winter, when I just want a lovely little pasta with some sweet tomato sauce, boom, I'm done.
Well, that's terrific, Nancy. Now, if you just had some acorns, you'll be all set for the winter.
I got the cheeks for it, Stein.
With KNKX Food Talker and Nancy.
Squirreling away the cherry tomatoes.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Well, I'll agree with you on the squirrely part.
Stein.